fear and depression. So this is what the TV chip body is creating in the brain.
In the chemical body. See, you're using
in the brain of the chemical body,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I'm saying that the chemical body... Say that?
Yeah, body-wide.
Right. So the television extends the central nervous system. But the chip body kind of obsolesces. Let's look at the chip body as an extension not of our central nervous system, but of the central nervous system of all the old electric media. So the chip body is the tactile agent that interplays the radio environment, the TV environment, the movie environment, the newspaper environment, all those old analog environments are orchestrated into a coherent form by the digital tactility of the chip.
I don't know, Bob. I think you've lost most of us there.
Well, why not?
I think people are turning on 60 Minutes right now at this moment.
Well, so what? There's one or two people hard listening.
Just explain it better or different.
Well, it's a perceptual problem. I'm trying to explain what this landscape is. And television was a tactile medium. It is the interplay of all the senses. So it extends the tactile function of the central nervous system. But the chip body is not an extension of us. It is the operations, the digital operations, that orchestrates whole media environments. All right? Like, you know, when the digital environment comes in, it's after the satellite. So the digital, the computer, what we call the computer world, orchestrates satellite technology, TV screen technology, radio, newspaper, and all the previous what are called analog media. So that the chip body is an extension of the analog TV radio chemical body. No, not the chemical body, sorry about that. But TV was an extension of the chemical body. Can you make that perception? That the orchestrating of all the previous media environments, which were analog extensions of the central nervous system, the orchestration of those is what the chip body does. TV doesn't orchestrate other media, all right? It's just one medium. It's just the tactile extension. But the digital body, the digital chip, orchestrates all these previously massive media environments so that the central nervous system is not even involved in this case. So to analyze the effects of the screen on the TV like you did, that's the chemical body's brain, that is what TV did in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. But how do you analyze what the orchestration of all these media are for flesh or the chemical body? The chemical body basically is sitting on the sidelines, and therefore it would, at this late stage, play with its central nervous system as an art form, as a sport. And that's why every generation takes drugs since the 50s.
Well, I'd like to take that, you know, in a different direction and a step further. That through time, tribal people have always used hallucinogens in order to make contact with the spirit world, right, and to see past. Past the senses. And I think, we're missing the boat here in this conversation, that taking these drugs, and particularly some of the drugs that they're taking, like ecstasy, allows this sense of separation to be bridged for a moment. I have a friend in Ireland who grew up in Belfast, and she said, Dilly, when ecstasy came on the market, the Protestants were taken and the Catholics were taken. We had these big raves, and all the Protestants and Catholics would be in a big tent together. No one was killing each other. And it was all because they were taking the ecstasy. You know, it's the love drug, right? And people have this sense, this duality, this sense of separation from the world, that they are isolated. And so not only that, but the taking of these drugs internalizes, yes, the chemical body, and internalizes so-called awareness, so that people are looking to go deeper. They're trying to go within. They don't even know it, which is where we have to go back to. And again, the digital, the television, all of those bodies are taking us away from the internalization of our awareness to finding our true self.
Right. Now, pre-literate societies, it was normal to do the shamanic drug-taking rituals in different cultures. And that was what many sociologists call a right hemisphere environment. When you brought in writing and then the phonetic alphabet, you moved in the left hemisphere, and an effort on like reductionist thinking and reductionist experience was the order of the day and a novelty, and that's Western civilization. So it was frowned upon to move your brain into right hemisphere experiences, so drugs were always an underground part of culture in the Western civilization, right? So then you come to the situation where the television moves us out of the left hemisphere, moves into the right hemisphere, then people feel freer to experience that retrieved primitive awareness that drugs were taken for, and that happened with marijuana and LSD and all that in the 50s, 60s, 70s. What's happening now is that the media environments themselves, those analog environments being orchestrated by the digital, are actually hallucinating within themselves, whereas the flesh body, or what we call the chemical body, is sitting on the sidelines, and it will feel alienated because the technology is removed from its experience, so therefore it retrieves the primitive shamanistic function of drugs like the ecstasy and brings people together, brings the chemical body together. But the problem is it doesn't lead anywhere in terms of translating how you develop community when you're inside the chip body and its massive and miniaturized environments. That's the problem. That's why none of the drug cults, drug ideology, is successful as a sociological or political agenda, because you can't translate your private coming together at a rave into political action.
All right.
You can't stop the chip body from its dynamic among the other electric media.
Well, first of all, people, have no clue why they're doing what they're doing. They'll say it feels good, or they become addicted, or they can't stop, or, social pressure. But they're still seeking something. They don't even know why or what. Right? And so let's manifest some solutions here. But, part of the solution is in the understanding of why one's doing it. It's the investigation, the dialogue we're having here. But nonetheless, it's what we have when we're talking about young people with a heroin epidemic. That's a very serious situation. And also, that is totally tied to this constant hammering of the media with the TVs everywhere. Not even to mention the amount of time they're spending on computers. So, is there a solution here, or is this just technology run amok? I mean, the way you're speaking, Bob, it sounds like that people are already part cyborg.
Yeah, and actually the chip body allows people to feel that they're no longer cyborg, that they have a way of entering the media landscape. Like video blogging will allow people to express themselves. What was interesting about the seminar is that everybody interpreted the use of the video blog as a political way to get your opinion out there. The American still thinks the opinion is very important, and this will be a medium for you to express your opinion. And that's a very puny reason to use the blog, but the Americans that were engaging in this seminar thought that was significant. Oh, I will be heard. And they have total naivety about that the media landscape does not hear anybody.
And that's the ego small self. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the literate self, the semi-literate self that it comes as a product of living in North America, which has that industrial environment where you go to schools and you have straight lines, straight roads, and all this linear apparatus, and it does prop up a private identity. What would be interesting would be to take that seminar and plop it down in Zimbabwe with a bunch of women in Africa who work in stone mines or those computer places that you talked about a couple weeks ago. They break up the computers, right?
Right.
Take those people who are not industrialized, don't have too much of a literate left hemisphere North American experience. What would they think the video blogging would be for? They might even think it's useless. So the video blogging, as Americans think it'll be used for, is an illusion, a fantasy. Now, I had a question sent to me last week, which I didn't get till after the show, which was, Bob, what would you advocate as a balanced media diet? And that's what your question is, Delia. So let me see if I can answer it. Part of, since everybody is... Oh, and maybe I didn't finish the thought about Cyborg was when you had television and radio. That's cyborg. The chip body says you can express yourself. You can get on there and make your own media. That's giving you a less cyborgian experience. You've still got the TV body, which is cyborg, but you've got a post-cyborg, semi-autonomous feeling with the way you can control your media. But the point is, the public space that you would direct your personal opinion at is not there anymore. It's a black hole. Well, where is the central public space that is going to respond to your opinion? The elections are now normally rigged, and the reason the elections are rigged is that we've naturally moved into a programmed environment. Once you have the satellite and then the chip body, you must program all these media. So the chip body programs all these previous media environments, and that includes the industrial newspaper environment of legislative congresses and that. So we've had a programmed environment, and we've had it for 30 or 40 years, where the National Security Agency said you're allowed to lie to the people, because the people can't input into the media environments because they'll disrupt the flow of jobs and everything. So once we moved into the new century, programming the environment became a given. It was no longer a secret. So they didn't have an election in 2000 or in 2004. It was a programmed election.
Bob,
so we're beginning to accept the cyborg part of ourselves.
Okay. I think you need
now,
to shorten this
balanced
up.
Balanced media diet.
I think you need
so
to balance this
mind,
up.
With that in mind, one has to be willing to look at what's going on and understand what I'm talking about, and there are other ways to read up what I'm talking about, and begin to see what it is. Then you can decide what your media diet is, because, first of all, there is no separate media anymore. There's just one resonant node, and you will be in a state of unbalance immediately. And part of the solution is to recognize that you cannot get into a state of balance. So there's the paradox. To have a balanced media diet, you recognize there's no media, it isn't talking to you, and you cannot be balanced in relation to anybody else or any other institution. That's rule number one, and understanding that, that's what I call media yoga. Understanding that is the first way on the path to getting a balanced media diet. So that's all I'll say right there.
Okay, and we're going to take a music break, unless you want the last word there, Dr. Dean.
No, that's good. Let's come back with some solutions for some of these ailments that people have in their various bodies.
And we're at the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Building Organic Bodies. Email us at live@buildingorganicbodies.com. Be right back.
In a dream, I found myself floating above my body in bed, and a room around me. When I awoke, I knew that this was possible. Last night in a dream, I was fully